Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, clearing skies, lower 60s, winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 50s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies around the mid-30s. As we enter Wednesday, sunny skies, will still see temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Police in Wichita investigating a fatal shooting that happened over the weekend at a party at a home that was being rented out as an Airbnb. The shooting was reported near Douglas Avenue and Oliver Street around 3 o'clock Sunday morning. Wichita Police Officer Trevor Macy says a 20-year-old man was found dead in the backyard of a home. Three other victims were taken to a hospital with injuries that weren't considered life-threatening. All three have since been released from the hospital. Two female police officers are alleging in a lawsuit that the Overland Park Police Department discriminated against them when it repeatedly passed them over for promotions in favor of younger, less experienced men. The Kansas City Star reports that Captain Kathleen Morgan and Sergeant Tirsa Otero filed the lawsuit alleging discrimination based on their race, age, and gender. And after an absolutely gorgeous day yesterday weather-wise for much of Kansas, forecasters say this week will be much cooler. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Two female police officers are alleging in a lawsuit that the Overland Park Police Department discriminated against them when it repeatedly passed over them for promotions in favor of younger, less experienced men. The Kansas City Star reports that Captain Kathleen Morgan and Sergeant Tirsa Otero filed the lawsuit alleging discrimination based on their race, age, and gender. A McPherson County inmate died Thursday while in custody. Authorities say 55-year-old Kevin Brittingham was booked into a holding cell at around 2:15. At 3:55, a McPherson County correctional officer found Brittingham unresponsive in the booking cell. Brittingham of Newton was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the jail. Officials attempted life-saving measures, but Brittingham was pronounced deceased just after 4 o'clock. The sheriff's office says his injuries appear to be self-inflicted. The KBI is investigating. And Riverfront Stadium in Wichita had its first baseball game of the season, some 7,500 on hand. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska Highway Patrol investigating after an Alliance police officer fired shots while trying to apprehend a suspect who allegedly tried to carjack two vehicles and then led officers on a chase. Alliance Police Chief Philip Lucan says a suspect fled after an officer tried to make a traffic stop late Friday, but the pursuit was called off. Later, officers saw a vehicle drive into the police department's parking lot as the driver yelled for help. Lucan said the vehicle the officer had pursued earlier ran into the car. During the altercation, the officer fired a gun. The suspect was later involved in a second carjacking attempt and was arrested. Nebraska lawmakers have set the stage for a new $230 million prison, even as other states close theirs, but they stopped short of fully endorsing the idea. Lawmakers gave first-round approval to $14.9 million in state funding that would allow the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services to start designing and planning for a prison. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners Monday heard an update that Norfolk Construction will be completing the Haug Bridge in Lincoln Township and then moving the crane to the bridge a mile and a half north of Oquito on 12th Road. The county bridge crew is pouring concrete on the Swanson Bridge on 25th Road between Rock and Lincoln Townships, then will move to a bridge on 23rd Road in Guitar Township. Agency on Aging is tentatively planning to open in-house dining in Marshall County May 3rd. Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John and the board discussed the Department of Transportation grant application for development of infrastructure on North 11th Terrace, leading to the Partnership for Growth Business Park. The city is not opposed to the county applying for the grant. They encourage growth and development, but ask that it goes through the proper process. Plans must be submitted to the Planning Commission for approval before any development will be accepted by the city. Ellen Cook provided a map of a number of landowners in the footprint of the Irish Creek Wind Farm area who are against development of the wind farm, and a map of the entire county showing landowners who are against wind turbine development. There were several questions asked regarding the decommissioning report. There will be weekly meetings throughout the construction of the proposed project that will keep the board current on development and any issues that might arise. Washington County Commissioners discussed a new dump truck, opting to consider a new truck as opposed to a used one with warranty considerations. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine reported the van grant has been approved, and a general transportation van for residents will be based in Washington, with office space and storage to be determined. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will coordinate the efforts, with service to begin sometime this summer. They will cover all costs involved, including driver's wages, office space, and utilities. Washington County will contribute 20% of the cost of the van. At least two drivers will be hired with transportation requests directed through the agency's Hiawatha office. The service will be available to any local residents with a fee schedule based on travel distance. Transportation may be arranged locally or to outlying communities, perhaps as far as Beatrice and Manhattan. Washington County Hospital Administrator Roxanne Schottel gave an update, noting that the biggest issue is finding qualified nursing staff. Sign-on bonuses ranging from $10,000 to $25,000 offered by some facilities are still not alleviating a shortage. With COVID, hospital charges and revenue were down, but are improving. COVID protocols were outlined. Schottel noted that 14 babies were delivered so far this year, with 23 more due through September in Washington County. Schottel inquired about home health options, and commissioners indicated that Washington County would have home health available. Nemahaw County Commissioners meeting last week included a department heads meeting with discussions including security of the courthouse in the future, switching to a different phone service provider for county departments, and installing a fire alarm system in the courthouse. Following discussion last week on adding approximately 4.5 additional miles to the paver's contract extension, including a half-mile overlay on Juniper to Hickory Road and milling an overlay on Pickerel West for 3 miles beginning at Highway 77, the Gage County Board of Supervisors approved the effort unanimously. The highway superintendent suggested board members think about any roads that could possibly be turned back to gravel. Building and Grounds Committee discussed live-streaming board meetings, and Human Resources discussed a new retirement plan. A house fire in Blue Springs early Thursday morning resulted in the death of 5-year-old Emery Raminga, with 4 other occupants of the home suffering burn injuries. Blue Springs, Wymore, and Beatrice firefighters responded around 4 a.m. Thursday to the residence next to the ball field near Cherry and Grant Streets in Blue Springs. The home was fully engulfed and had extended to some materials outside and vehicles parked nearby. The fatality, a 5-year-old child, was found dead in a bedroom. An adult male was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln with life-threatening burn injuries. An adult female and 2 other children were taken to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries listed in stable condition. Cause was apparently accidental, and the state fire marshal was called in for investigation. Roger E. Pishney, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Roger Pishney. Richard D. Turner, age 68, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Richard Turner. George Ann Mahwinney, age 77, passed away March 31st. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for George Ann Mahwinney. Gretchen L. Winters, age 100, at Frankfort, passed away April 9th. Private burial service will be held at Frankfort Cemetery with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gretchen Winters. Emory N. Raminga, age 5, of Blue Springs, passed away as a result of a house fire Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Emory Raminga. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, pineapple, and birthday cake. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead. We have a low pressure system across the northern parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain showers and snow showers, and a system across the southern parts of the United States that will bring some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny for today, clear for tonight. We'll see dry weather over the next several days. We'll see temperatures ranging anywhere from the 50s and into the 60s. So across the area, clearing skies, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, 33. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. As we get into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 34. And Thursday, isolated chances of rain. That's your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 88, the average low 40, and the record low is 18. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:54. It's 43 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds favor the north. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 12th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This year's Masters champ makes history and a standing ovation for a pitcher. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Hideki Matsuyama, your 85th Masters champion, the first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship, scoring a 1-over-73. He was already a 5-time winner on the PGA Tour.
Hideki Matsuyama walks around and taps it in. It's a bogey, and he's going to win Masters.
The final call on Sirius XM, speaking through translator Bob Turner after the historic win, Matsuyama said he hopes to be a role model for future generations.
It's thrilling to think that there are a lot of youngsters in Japan watching. Hopefully in 5-10 years, when they get a little older, and hopefully some of them will be competing on the world stage.
Baseball, D-backs hurler Luke Weaver received a standing ovation after losing his no-hitter in the 7th inning. He retired the first 17 batters he faced. Arizona blanked the Reds 7-0 to sweep the series. In the NBA, the Nuggets' 8-game winning streak came to a screeching halt in Boston. The Celtics going off on a 31-3 run en route to a 105-87 decision.
All year long, everyone wondered, when are the Celtics going to turn it on? Man, the Denver Nuggets just saw firsthand what can happen when they do.
The call on WBZ. The Clippers got their 5th straight win against the Detroit Pistons, 131-124. Kawhi Leonard sat out as Los Angeles played their 3rd game in 4 nights. NHL, ESPN sources confirmed that the Sabres agreed on a trade with the Bruins, sending Taylor Hall and Curtis Lazar to Boston in exchange for Andres Bjork and a 2nd-round pick in this year's draft. The story was first reported by TSN. The Washington Capitals dominated the Bruins, scoring 6 straight goals on their way to an 8-1 thrashing of Boston.
Turned over to Eller in front. He handed it off to Vrana. Bruins trying to clear it up the middle. Turned it over in a bad spot. Now a shot tipped by Eller in front, and the Capitals have scored again.
The call on WFED. This is Rich Hantu, ABC Sports.
When the great outdoors gets too up close and personal, call Matt Smith to help at 713-9088. When you have an unwanted furry visitor, like a raccoon, possum, bat, skunk, beaver, or even a scaly, slithery one like a snake where it doesn't belong, don't stress. Call 713-9088 to have it quickly and professionally removed. Don't waste your time and energy. Just call Matt at 713-9088, and the mischief is managed.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden pitches his $2.7 trillion infrastructure package to lawmakers from both parties this week, while Ag Secretary Vilsack will testify before the House Appropriations Committee on the heels of Biden proposing a huge increase in spending at USDA. Biden meets today with members of the House and Senate from both parties discussing the American and Jobs Plan. Republicans especially tough to sell because of the expense of the proposal, which ventures far beyond roads, bridges, and waterways, and because it will be paid for with corporate tax increases. Jen Psaki, the press secretary at the White House, said Biden wants to focus the discussion of how they can work together to address the nation's outdated infrastructure and rebuild the workforce for the future. She said the president was elected because he was committed to working with both parties to address the crisis that the nation is facing. Now, it's not yet clear how far he's willing to go to win GOP support, even whether he will need to win over Republicans, but he does have to show some centrist Democrats in Congress he's at least trying. Now, Democratic leaders may use the budget reconciliation process to pass the legislation, which they can do so without GOP support as long as all 50 Democrats are for it. Now, the major wild card, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, he is warned against overuse of the reconciliation process. In an op-ed in the Washington Post, he said we should all be alarmed at how budget reconciliation process is being used by both parties to stifle debate around the major issues facing our country today. He said legislation was never supposed to be easy. Vilsack, meanwhile, appears online Wednesday with the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee starting to work on his department's 2022 fiscal year budget. The hearing follows the release of a summary of Biden's budget request, calls for a 60% increase or $3.8 billion in spending for USDA's discretionary spending programs. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Morning, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Strong demand is fueling higher beef cattle prices as we go through the spring months. That's according to Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist. Peel says demand for all the meats is strong right now, and the demand is especially strong for beef.
If you look at across all the meats, beef, pork, and poultry prices are all at the wholesale level running very strong. So I think, you know, demand in general is going strong. Obviously, we got another round of stimulus payments. That's helping, no doubt. Demand side is definitely helping to pull these cattle markets ahead a little bit.
And he says from a beef standpoint, as we move further into spring, it becomes grilling season with warmer weather. And he says that will boost retail grocery demand for beef.
We're really setting up the seasonal demand that's associated with grilling season. A lot of that wholesale buying is going to take place in April and early May, getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. So a combination of both the retail grocery demand as well as continued progress on the food service side is really helping to support wholesale meat markets.
However, high feed costs continue to cast a cloud over the cattle market. Peel adds there is a race between higher feed costs and better beef demand. The other thing is, with corn prices advancing so fast and with wheat harvest coming up, we may see feedlots switching to feeding more wheat. In other news, 24 environmental and consumer groups are asking the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate large dairy and hog farms under the federal air pollution laws. Groups like the Sierra Club and the Government Accountability Project say in their petition that the EPA has the duty to regulate these methane super emitters under the Clean Air Act. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henrix from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, it's a great Monday, folks. We're going to be starting at 10 o'clock here this morning. And the good part is that cash market after last week's close of 125 in the cash, 195 in the carcass. So cattle feeders, that's certainly going to put a smile on your face. And that's good news for all. On the good news department, April 29th on a Thursday at 11 a.m. will be our bred cow, bred heifer, cow-calf sale. Thursday, 11 o'clock, April 29th. Go to our webpage and certainly check out the consignments. If you have marketing to do on the females, certainly give us a call so we can include those on the consignment listing. Here today at 12 o'clock noon, we are going to sell our baby calves, and then we're going to go outside and sell all the hay and get right back inside and start on a nice set of feeders here today. In the calf department, we do have a black heifer calf. Boys, what a great calf. 30-day old, coming right off the cow. That's a Dave Straube calf out of Tecumseh. We just had a call on a black heifer. Will be a twin calf. That will be also here today. So that will be 12 o'clock. Then we'll go to the hay side and sell all the hay. Speaking of the hay, we've got a nice grouping of hay. Good square bales, guys. Alfalfa 75, it's second cut. In the alfalfa grass mix, there's 176. In the brome, there is 335. Very good brome bales. In the mixed grass, 86. And in the rye straw, there is 34. In the big round department, alfalfa 20, it's third cut. They weigh 16 and 1620, the two groups. Round prairie is 64. In the round brome prairie mix, there's 10. In the round mixed grass is 25. That will be shortly after 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, right after the hay sales, we do have the Grant Krause bulls out of Crete. There is three black Angus yearling breeding bulls. They're January-born calves. They're semen-tested, vaccinated. Birth weights are 72, 74, and 82, and that will be there at about 12:30 here today. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with the Kepke cattle out of Claytonia. 34 black Angus cross Shars guys. They're going to weigh 650 to 750. The Altistes out of Tecumseh have 90 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 800 to 900. The Barnard steers out of Beatrice, there's going to be 20 black and red. They're going to weigh 750. Dave Kapperman out of Unadilla, 16 black white face heifers, 450 to 600. Neumeister calves out of Palmyra, 6 black heifers, 5 to 600. Zabotreski out of Fairbury, 30 black and black baldy steer and heifers are going to weigh 450 to 600. Jeanette Epp out of Beatrice has 9 blacks, semi bull and heifers coming off the cows at 5 1/4 to 600. Wilson or Tecumseh has 6. Black Baldy steering heifers, they're going to be 575 to 600. Detweilers out of Summerfield have 73 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh in at 750 to 850. They've got another group of 17 mixed color steering heifers. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Laughlin Angus out of Crab Orchard, 17 black steers are going to weigh 800. Oldie Hoff out of Exeter, 16 black heifers, 6 to 650. And the Brimmer calves out of Palmyra, 8 black and black baldy steering heifers. They're going to be 750 to 800. Come to the auction, folks. Give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. We'll be starting at 10 o'clock today on a big run of cows and bulls and moving right into the baby calves, then to the hay, and to the feeder cattle. That's going to wrap it up. We say thanks for the business, and keep in mind that you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.
.net. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 43 degrees in Marysville this morning. A few degrees cooler on our high today, around 60.
How do you say the happiest place on earth in French? It's the day that Mickey Mouse said bonjour on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 12th, the 102nd day of the year. TV talk show host David Letterman was born on this day, and in 1992, Disneyland Paris opened in France. The $4 billion park was the second of its kind to open overseas, following the success of Tokyo Disneyland. Among all of the delicious fare, you can get a toasted ham and cheese sandwich at Disneyland Paris, but the traditional grilled cheese doesn't exist there. It's National Grilled Cheese Day here in the States, and for good reason, grilled cheese is the second most favorite cheesy food behind pizza for Americans. And while there are many delicious combinations, the top grilled cheese choices are cheddar, followed by American, Swiss, and provolone. If you couldn't decide on what to make for dinner, just add tomato soup. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Michael Taylor scored when Garrett Crotchett misplayed Andrew Benintendi's bunt in the 10th inning, sending the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Taylor opened in the 9th on second base and advanced on Nicky Lopez's sacrifice after Whit Merrifield was walked intentionally. Benintendi bunted the ball right back to the mound. It looked as if Crotchett had time to get Taylor at the plate, but he spiked his throw and catcher Zach Collins couldn't come up with it. It was Chicago's second error of the day and 9th overall in the first 9 games. Hideki Matsuyama has become the first Japanese male to win a major championship. Matsuyama has captured the Masters by closing with a 1/73, good enough for a one-stroke win over Will Zalatoris. A 5-time winner on the PGA Tour, Matsuyama took control of the tournament with a brilliant 65 on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Baby, what are we becoming? It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free, but now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I still give you what you need? Still take your breath away? Light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I? Oh, do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight